Welcome to the College Baseball Nation podcast midweek edition. Today on the podcast, we're looking ahead, picking the best games from next weekend, and we do a brand new round of bracketology. Let's talk college baseball. Kyle, looking at you live from the sweaty outside that is Houston, Texas.
Yeah, but I'm poolside, so it's nice. Yeah. The pool is really, really key for post walks with our dog. We just go out and sit in the pool. Pepper gets right in too, so she loves it.
This is the day two saga of getting the bird from the chimney. So I don't think there's an update right now, but
it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. Wow.
That was it flew out by itself. Like, I don't understand how. So they're putting on a new mesh on top, so it should be good.
All right. Well, wow. That's in two acts. Just a quick story right there. Bird in the chimney, bird gone.
Yeah.
So we have quite a bit of bracketology talk later up, and where we go through it and talk through the top 16 seeds and the bubble. And we really dive into it there. So with that in mind, let's just dive right into what's happening next weekend in college baseball. So we are once again performing the act that is picking the best series from the next week. So it's week 13, and there are a ton of really great series coming up. There is a lot on the line. I'm currently ahead by 5 points, but because of the tie from last week, Louisville, Wake Forest, you're going to get one extra series, and it's a 4-pointer. So it's all, you know, it's all going to come down to the wire right here. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's do it. I've strategized and picked the series that I want to give to you, and I've actually picked the series. I usually pick them on the fly, but this time I know what I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
I got to get this back.
I feel unprepared.
So, yeah, I think I'm giving you the series first. Right off the bat, we're going a difficult one that I want no part in.
Don't do it.
Washington at Southern Cal. I don't know what you were thinking.
Wow, I was not thinking that. man, oh, wow, I don't like that one at all either.
Exactly.
Wow.
Changed up the strategy.
Yeah, let's talk this out a little bit. So, definitely hasn't been the best year for USC. Washington is coming off of one of the most interesting sweeps of the year. They swept UCLA and that led to UCLA taking a pretty darn big hit to their RPI.
63.
Yeah, at a point in the season where you don't really want that to be happening. With all of that said, I don't know. Washington has a lot of flaws. They're sub 500 team.
So does USC.
Yeah, USC. Man, I do not like this one bit. I think I'm going to go USC.
That's what I had picked too when I picked them all.
Yeah, give me USC for 1 point. Washington doesn't have the offense to hang in here. But I am not liking that one at all. So I want to give you an ACC matchup because those are tried and true tricks. So
yeah,
the one that I'm most excited about, I think, is Miami at Florida State because you got that in-state rivalry. You got a really great pitching staff there at Florida State. You got a little bit of everything at Miami. And so I want you to take a stab at this.
Yeah, it's a fun rivalry matchup. Miami already had another rivalry matchup earlier this season against Florida in that series. I think Florida took that one.
You are correct.
Yeah. That was at home in Miami, too, and this one's on the road. That was a long time ago, though.
A lifetime ago at this point.
Yeah. I think I trust Miami's offense here. Give me Miami for – let's see. Let's go 2 points.
All right.
My turn to give you. I don't want any part of. You can go Wake Forest at North Carolina.
Yeah, interesting series here. So we already talked about how Wake Forest is coming off of that 1-1-1 split with Louisville, and that's what's leading you to getting an extra series. North Carolina won their last series against NC State. Both of these teams, I think, are at least adjacent to the bubble, despite the fact that they have top 30 RPIs at this point. Both of them are currently below 500 in the ACC. Give me Wake for 2 points. I think their offense is going to be a little too much for North Carolina. North Carolina is one of the worst teams in the country in terms of giving up home runs to a top five home run hitting team. So I like that matchup.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So we're running through these ACC series at this point.
There's a lot of them. They're all ranked and they're all like coin flips.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's true for every ACC series, but I don't know what direction to go here. I think I want to give you Oregon State at Arizona. I think that being on the road, that's a pretty long trip for Oregon State. And the fact that Arizona's not a team to laugh at. So what do you have in that series?
I have Arizona. I have Oregon State for 4 points here.
Oh, wow. Going all in on this one.
Yeah, I feel confident. I was hoping you'd give me this one. Man, this is an Oregon State team that we almost had ranked number one. They are essentially just well-balanced overall, the best defense in the country, one of the best pitching staffs, like well-rounded, and a pretty good offense, which plays in the West Coast. So that's it.
Yeah, getting healthy at the right time. But, I mean, traveling on the road in conferences is not an easy thing to do by any means. So I don't know.
They show that they can do it.
Yeah. Jake Fennings just made his sixth start of the season for Oregon State. And if he is able to contribute in a meaningful way, which is looking like it, he went five innings this last weekend. That pitching staff gets even better with Jerby at the front of it.
Yeah. Oregon State's only lost one series on the weekend, and it was all season, and it was at home. This is the stretch that will define their season, getting a number one overall seed possibly, but yeah. So Oregon State for 4 points there. Your right. turn. You can do, let's switch to the SEC. Can you pick Florida at Mizzou?
Give me Florida. I think they've put things together. I think if Florida can sweep Mississippi State last weekend, Mizzou is in that same category for me. Mm-hmm. I'll do 3 points here.
It's on the road.
Yeah, it's on the road. I mean, Florida just won on the road at the Dude. I think Dude's a lot tougher place to play than in Columbia, Missouri. So I'm feeling okay about this one. I like Florida to win here.
Yeah, Florida just made the jump into our top 25 earlier this week at number 25.
Yes, exactly. Lots of cool series here. Unfortunately, on some of these more interesting series, I think the home team is the higher ranked team.
Yeah.
So like a series like Georgia, Tennessee, it's a pretty cool series, but Tennessee's got to be really favored to win that. Same with Vanderbilt, Arkansas. I got to think Arkansas would be an easy pick there. Even Oklahoma State, West Virginia. Tech. Yeah, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech. There's a lot of really great series here. That Virginia Tech, Louisville. I mean, it feels like the home team is going to be favoring all these. So I don't want to make the pick too easy for you.
Please do.
I'm feeling like I'm having to go down to some of these more interesting, these trickier series. So I'm going to do the same thing that you just did, basically, and say, let's do Kentucky at South Carolina.
I was hoping you'd do that.
Wow. Okay. Apparently you've just thought this, like you're six steps ahead of me today.
Yeah. I know Kentucky just went just beat Tennessee at home, but the South Carolina team, I just watched them a bit over the weekend and their series loss against A&M. They have a really, really efficient offense that gets things done. I think they had the first run in all three of those games against A&M, and they just had a bullpen collapse that lost them game two. Really had a chance to win in that series if they kept that game. And this is at home. This is one of those – this is South Carolina that – does really well at home, does terrible on the road. I think roughly just.
Yep, that sounds about right. I mean, they won against Texas and Vanderbilt at home. So, I mean, that's pretty.
Are we? Am I getting 2 4-pointers? Like, I have to give both of mine 4-pointers. Okay, I'm not going to do 4-pointer here. I just want to make sure that I plan right. I'm going to give this I'm going to give this 1 point. I wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky wins, so that's why. But I have faith in South Carolina.
All right. Well, I just have my 4-pointer left, so give me
one,
please.
We each picked the USC's.
Yeah. Gamecocks and Trojans going to win this weekend.
Let's go, I think, let's do Coastal Carolina at Troy. This is a pretty good Coastal team traveling on the road. They're number 37 in our rankings, but it's an interesting Troy team that I wouldn't be too shocked.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina's peaking right now, though. I mean, this is our team, Coastal Carolina team, that has been playing at a much better level than they did at the beginning of the season. I think you're right, though, that this Troy team is not a team to scoff at. They're 13-11 in the Sun Belt. Sun Belt's the fifth conference in terms of conference RPI. So
they're pretty similar in like staff ERA and like WOBA allowed and walks and stuff like that. So yeah. It's a pitching staffs that should be comparable, but which offense shows up, I guess.
Yeah. I'm liking the direction that Coastal's heading in. I'm liking the fact that they have Michael Knorr and Reed Van Scoter, both sub 3 ERAs as starters. I like that. I like those things. So give me Coastal on this one. Love having it as a 4.1. So you did good. You did good. Your planning worked out, Kyle, because I feel really not great about all of this. And I still have to give you two more series.
A 3-pointer and a 4-pointer left. So lay it on me.
Yeah, let's stick in the Sun Belt. Let's do Georgia Southern at Little Rock. Georgia Southern is an RPI darling, but is a team that has not done particularly well in terms of some of the stats. So I'm curious what your take is on this.
Yeah, they really don't strike out a lot. And Little Rock as an offense doesn't strike out a lot either. So this is interesting. I like Georgia Southern here on the road. Not as comfortable with it as a 4-pointer. So go ahead and give me the 3-pointer. I think this Georgia Southern team is fighting for that host spot, which we have them, I think, in 13 or 14 seed.
Well, you'll hear that debate coming up next on the podcast.
We might have them low, a low host. I forgot what it was, though.
Yeah. So, I think that this is a series that Georgia Southern kind of has to win if they want to stay in the hosting conversation. Little Rock is a sub 500 team, but
travel on the road is never easy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that means that you just have one more series left that I have to give you. That's right. So series that I'm looking at here, I mean, Louisiana at Texas State, that's a fun series.
Sure is.
I kind of want to give you that because I like the Sun Belt flavor that we have to pick them this week. UCLA just got swept, so I don't know what we think the Lou against Washington State. Grand Canyon, a fun little story in the WAC, is going on the road to New Mexico State. That one feels like, even though it's on the road, Grand Canyon probably is a heavy favorite in that one. So I'm going to give you Louisville at Virginia Tech, though, because that is, I think, a good enough series that no matter what, we kind of need to talk about it a little bit, because that this one is going to have a big factor in who wins the Coastal and the Atlantic.
Yeah, this is one we touched on the Monday pod a little bit with Matt Sefcovic. Nailed that last name.
Nailed it.
He's a Louisville fan, but an ACC knowledgeable guy. So he's he is more honest, I guess, when it comes to Louisville's strengths and weaknesses and stuff. Louisville's pitching staff is oof. Their staff ERA is, as a whole, is like over 5, close to 5.5.
Yeah.
I really like Virginia Tech's offense. So since it's a 4-pointer, I'm going to go with the home team that we have ranked number 3. That's the fair thing here. And we just don't know enough about Louisville. If Louisville had won that third game against Wake, we'd feel a lot better. Or if they lost it, we'd feel a lot worse. And we just kind of know where they stand. But now I feel more comfortable with Virginia Tech here.
Yep. I think that's the right pick. I mean, they have top 10 and a bunch of offensive stats, but the pitching staff is also pretty good. Only a 4.19 ERA right now. Yeah, batting average 315. That's Virginia Tech team, something special this year.
I'm feeling a 14 pointer this week.
You think so? All right. Well, give us a rundown of your five teams you picked.
Yeah. So what we just did was Virginia Tech over Louisville at home. That was a 4-pointer. My other 4-pointer, I feel confident in Oregon State traveling to Arizona. Arizona, a team that is not on the bubble. I think they're safely in, but getting down there towards UCLA levels of RPI. So they kind of need this series. But like Oregon State on the road there. Three is Georgia Southern over Little Rock. That one's on the road also. My 2-pointer was Miami on the road. Dang it. You tricked me into getting all these road series again. Miami in a rivalry series at Florida State. And my 1-pointer was South Carolina at home over Kentucky, a surging Kentucky who just beat Tennessee, but otherwise doesn't have a fantastic resume. But yeah, that's two teams fighting for the Hoover eligibility.
I have Coastal over Troy on the road, 4 points. Florida over Missouri on the road for 3 points. Wake over North Carolina on the road for 2. And USC at home taking care of the Huskies for 1. I don't love it. I don't love that.
I would pick, let's see, I think I picked everything that you did. Like, because I went through and picked each one in case, so I had to have an answer. And I think I picked the same ones.
All right. Well, so. Just because the picks make sense doesn't make it right, though.
Well, yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, that wraps up this week's pick. Next up on the podcast is Bracketology. Next up on the College Baseball Nation podcast is Bracketology with Kyle and John. Kyle, we are building a brand new field of 64 like we do every week at the end of the season. And we are going to be building the top 16 seeds on the podcast, as well as fleshing out the bubble. So we've already off the air picked the 54 teams that we think are pretty close to locks for the tournament. So we have 20 teams on the bubble for 10 spots. So we'll be narrowing that list down by half. And then of course we have 16 teams to pick for the top 16 seeds. So let's get started with the number one overall seed. I'm dealing Tennessee here, even though they lost, they still have top RPI, top conference RPI, number one overall seed, Tennessee.
Yeah, there is an argument for Oregon State here for number one, but with only 4 losses in the SEC for Tennessee, I think that's probably enough. Oregon State did sweep in 4 games in 1 non-conference game in there against Oregon, so that was a really nice weekend. And you'd think like, well, Oregon State went 4-0, Tennessee went 1-2 on the week, that we'd switch them, but I think the overall body of work is there for Tennessee. And with Oregon as like right there next behind, like his Tennessee slips up one more time. So
Oregon State, don't you dare call Oregon State Oregon.
Oh, my bad. You can just edit that out with the magic, right?
Yeah. So let's do Tennessee 1, Oregon State number 2. I'm leading Big 12 or ACC next. And as of right now, I feel the most confidence about Oklahoma State winning the Big 12. Mm-hmm. They have the biggest lead and the ACC is a little bit confusing. So maybe Big 12 champ, Oklahoma State, number 3.
Yep, I agree there. And then yeah, I have back-to-back ACC after that, just the conference, the division leaders right there.
Yeah, and as we talked about on Monday, I mean, we're not incredibly confident about this, but we both are leaning to the fact that Virginia Tech and Notre Dame will win the Atlantic and Coastal. They're both in second place right now. So we are projecting that they will pass up Louisville and Miami. So that's definitely a little bit of a projection, but I do agree that this feels like an ACC team. I'm leaning Virginia Tech right now because of that. They have the head-to-head over Miami and they have a little bit better RPI right now. So Virginia Tech number 4. Yep. And I kind of want to go back-to-back with ACC here, Notre Dame number 5, because I think if I were to look elsewhere, I would look to the SEC next, and there's a lot of good SEC West teams. I think you could think about Auburn just from the RPI perspective, but their conference standings perspectives don't really get it there. So I think you would really probably need to look at the SEC West predicted champ, which I think feels fairly comfortably Arkansas, but the RPI in the 20-ish range, it doesn't quite hold up. It probably will move up. I could see Arkansas here, but I'm leaning Notre Dame right now.
Yeah, with comparable records overall, resumes, you got to lean RPI because that's what the committee will probably lean on. So yeah, Notre Dame, and then I think Arkansas is right after that. So
I agree.
One through six there. There's conversation next, though, would be, for me, Miami, A&M, Louisville, Southern Miss, teams like that.
Yeah, it's a little bit tricky. I think that there's a few really high RPI teams that we just don't see the committee putting that high. So there's like the Georgia Southerns right now, you know, number five, Dallas Baptist at number six, Auburn, we already touched about, RPI number 10. So some of these teams, Florida number 12, they aren't going to be hosting as of right now. So we can kind of throw those out. And then once you start throwing those teams out, then that frees you up to kind of move down a little bit in terms of RPI. And all of a sudden teams, I think I agree, another ACC team looks pretty good. We only have two right now in. So I think a team like Miami or Louisville, which we're predicting basically second place in their respective divisions, look pretty good. I think going to Conference USA, Southern Miss looks pretty good at 16 in the RPI. And their last couple series are against decent RPI type teams. So I feel okay about that. I'll toss it to you. What direction do you want to go with right here at number seven?
I think I'm good with Miami since we have them second in the ACC Coastal projected, I guess.
And they have a bigger lead over Virginia Tech. So if we're wrong about that, you know, if they end up winning series against Notre Dame or, you know, win a couple more games than we think, then I think they're going to be here or even a touch higher. So Miami's
I think the winner of the Coastal and the Atlantic will be higher up towards four and five, and then the other one will be down here by eight or nine, something like that.
So speaking of eight, do we want to go back to the ACC well for the fourth time, or is that a little bit too much? Do we want to go to the SEC for number three? Do we want to go to a mid-major team? What are you feeling here?
I'm feeling A&M here. They don't have the RPI. I can hear the argument now. Right now, the RPI is 23, and it dropped like 11 spots after a one loss to South Carolina on the weekend. They won the series at home. They were like 12 or 13, something in the RPI. So they have the chance to pull that up, but they also have, let's see, they have hosting Mississippi State and then going to Ole Miss, both of which Mississippi State is like 100 and something in the RPI. And then
Ole Miss is at 56.
Okay.
Yeah, they have Incarnate Word in the midweek, which is 17 and 27 overall.
I think you got to cancel that if you're A&M there.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
They need to accidentally leave the sprinklers on, field conditions. Oops.
Yeah. I mean, anything can happen in the midweek in the rain or whatever. Like we saw this weekend, a bunch of games got canceled and just not played. And then I guess it was finals this weekend too. So there's a lot of cancellations anyway, but I think I would go A&M or Louisville the next, or Southern Miss are my next three.
I'm leaning Louisville right now because, I mean, somewhat similar logic. They are winning their division right now. And if we're going to whiff on them, I feel like if they're going to move any direction, they're going to end up higher, like if they end up winning the division. But more so, they have the RPI to back it up. I don't love four ACC teams in the top eight. Like, I don't love that. So that's kind of the thing that is pulling me most away from it. But we do already have two SEC teams. There's no room for Big 12 team up here. No room for Pac-12 team. So it's Louisville, A&M, or Southern Miss, and I would lean Louisville.
I would lean A&M. SEC currently is, just the past Sunday, ACC did, but SEC is currently leading the ACC in conference RPI. SEC is stronger at the top overall than I think the ACC is, but ACC's got a lot of depth, which I don't know. So I would go A&M here.
All right, let's do it. Let's RPI. Do A&M, Louisville back-to-back. Okay. I think that the point stands is that it's still the best conference in terms of conference RPI. It seems weird to do the fourth ACC team before the third SEC team, but maybe Louisville number nine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's setting up a matchup in the Supers if it comes to that.
And then Southern Miss next. It feels like that would be my next choice based off of RPI and the fact that, like, really in terms of the RPI resume, probably the next team in my mind would be another ACC team in Virginia or someone like Auburn, which I think is going to really struggle with their standings in the SEC. So I'm leaning Southern Miss at 10 then.
Yeah, I'm good with Southern Miss at 10.
All right, 11, this gets tricky. Like I just said, I think teams I'm considering here are Virginia, LSU, and Maryland. So Maryland, fascinating thing.
I have Auburn, Georgia, Southern, Maryland.
All right, well, we have Maryland consensus. Maryland is up to 15 in the RPI. They played today. They played on Monday against Rutgers to finish that series off. And they moved 7 spots up in the RPI because the RPI is a mystery and a wonder. And so now Maryland is 15 in the RPI from the Big Ten. The committee is going to like that. I'm not opposed to putting Maryland here.
I think that's too high for a Big Ten team, but I think Maryland should be a host. I don't know about right here at 11.
All right. Who else do we have to look at? So we have Auburn, who's 13 and 11 in the SEC. They finish with Alabama and then at Kentucky. My gut is that they probably go somewhere around 3-3, maybe favorites to win at home, will lose on the road. I mean, there's some wiggle room there, but 16 and 14 Auburn, I don't think is going to be the 11 overall seed in the SEC.
Yeah.
And then Virginia, I think there's a case for Virginia from my perspective. They're 14 and 10 overall in the ACC, as well as 14 in the RPI. And they finish with Clemson and at Louisville. I think they probably could go 4-2, maybe 3-3 in that stretch, ended up at 17 and 13 or 18 and 12. That feels like a team that resume sounds like a resume that belongs here. Anyone else? Who else do you want to consider?
Was the last one Virginia, you said?
Yeah, that was Virginia's resume.
Yeah.
Georgia Southern. I mean, Georgia Southern's 5 in the RPI, but they finish with, I mean, they have a midweeks against Georgia Tech and Mercer, solid RPI teams, but then they have 211 RPI at Little Rock and 252 UT Arlington. I think that's going to drop their RPI quite a bit.
Yeah, I think they should be considered, though, in one of the next 5 or 6 after that, but I think for 11 for me, it's Virginia or Auburn, and I know you don't like Auburn necessarily, and as that high of a host, but if they win these next 2 series, which I think they're favored to, hosting Alabama and at Kentucky, that would put them at 17 and 13, just if they win 2 out of 3 each, and with they'll have the RPI to finish to be in like top 15 or so.
Yeah, I don't know if I would consider them favorites to Kentucky. Kentucky to just beat Tennessee at home, like I don't know. That's I think it's between Auburn and LSU. Maybe is another team we should talk about here because LSU is 14 and 10 overall. They host Ole Miss before going to Vanderbilt. They have a 1-game lead on Auburn. I think if they finish ahead of Auburn in the SEC standings, even if they're a couple points behind in the RPI, I think LSU would host over Auburn.
Even though Auburn has the head-to-head, I guess it's standings is the difference there, right?
I think there's a case either way.
That head-to-head was at LSU. In Baton Rouge, that it should count for something if it's only a game back. I don't know.
How about Virginia here, then Auburn?
That's fair.
I feel convinced.
4 last week.
Yeah.
Where did we have Auburn last week? 4. We have, so that feels like they should still be a host. Maybe not drop all the way out. But
yeah, we were going that on the fact that Auburn had a chance of winning the Arkansas series. That didn't play out though.
Right.
So next up, I would lean Georgia Southern, probably. No, I would lean Maryland because I think Maryland has better RPI prospects remaining than any of these teams. I think we also need to think about Stanford, basically a number 2 team from the Pac-12. They're not going to have quite the RPI, but I mean, we saw it a few years ago with Oregon State hosting at like 28, I think, in the RPI. Like sometimes weird kind of RPI things happen and that allows teams from the West Coast to get in. So I think Stanford probably should be considered because they are second place right now in the Pac-12. But I'm leaning Maryland right here.
Yeah, I'm good with Maryland right there. Maryland, or so the next four in my mind are Maryland, Georgia Southern, LSU, Stanford. I know I said four, but Gonzaga is the next consideration, I think, for that 16th spot. I know they don't have the RPI. Where are they?
Yeah, they're actually very close. They're just one or two spots ahead of Stanford right now. They do have San Diego to end of the year, which is a solid RPI team. My just gut really is that number two Pac-12 team would have a better odds of hosting the number one West Coast Conference because the West Coast Conference has dropped so much in conference RPI. That might be wrong, but I would lean Stanford over Gonzaga at this point.
Yeah, I'm good with that as one of those. But Stanford does not have a fantastic schedule going forward. We can get to that when we get to 16.
Maryland at 13?
So, yeah, Maryland next. Maryland 13, yeah.
Georgia Southern at 14. We think they might hold on to the host bid. That would give them 10 or 15 spots they probably can drop in the RPI, which probably will happen regardless of if they win.
Yeah, that's good with me.
All right. So then teams that we have discussed, I believe there's four that we have discussed left. LSU, Georgia, Stanford, Gonzaga.
All right. Yeah, and I would lean LSU and then Stanford. LSU just won the series against Georgia a couple weeks ago.
If we did
Georgia also just lost the series to Vandy.
So the tricky thing is that Georgia's top 10 in the RPI, and they go at Tennessee and then host Missouri. So at Tennessee is going to boost their RPI, but also might be three losses. And if it's three losses, that's 13 and 14, even if they in SEC play, if they sweep Missouri, that would be 16 and 14. That does feel like a bottom, like a 15-16 type seed. But if they get swept by Tennessee and win two out of three against Missouri, 15 and 15 doesn't feel quite as strong. It would also be, they would be the second SEC East team versus LSU would be the fourth SEC West team.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
In my original rendition of this, I had LSU in over Auburn. You convinced me otherwise. Now it kind of feels like there's not enough room for another SEC West team. So my gut would be to do Georgia Stanford. But
why not LSU then Georgia? Or some order to that. Six SEC hosts, both of those plus two have better RPIs than Stanford.
Six SEC hosts is tough to do, especially in a year where the SEC is not the runaway best conference.
Yeah.
Pac-12 is the fourth best conference. I mean, the Big 12 is the third best conference. So we could be considering a Big 12 team right here, but there's just really no Big 12 team that's close except for Texas. In terms of RPI,
only RPI.
If they sweep Kansas, it'll be 14 and 10. I do actually think that 14 and 10 top 15 RPI, I think that's a pretty good, like decent odds of hosting. Not great.
That is, right now they are sixth in the Big 12 in standings right now, but other teams left to go, they have other teams ahead of them will play each other in the coming weeks, like Tech and Oklahoma State, I think. Is one of those, and then
West Virginia and Oklahoma.
West Virginia, OU, yeah. So they'll make up ground there, I guess, just because they have to. But I don't think they'll have the record to do it. I don't think 14 and 10 will do it. I don't know. I would lean Georgia and LSU over Texas. Texas over Stanford, maybe.
Well, I'm going to veto six SEC hosts. I don't think that is a possibility.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then, well, you can veto my veto. But if that's the case, I think we're choosing between Georgia and LSU and then between Stanford and Texas.
Yeah. Oh, but Texas, Stanford, I think, actually, now that I looked at it, Stanford does have they're second in the Pac-12, so they have the standings and an easier path to getting potentially 20 Pac-12 wins. They could finish 20-10 in the Pac-12.
Yeah, that feels like a
pretty high RPI.
Yeah, that 20-10 in the Pac-12 with an RPI of like 20-25, like that's a host bid for the Pac-12.
Okay, so Stanford 16, but which SEC team is 15?
I want to go Georgia.
You but okay.
If yeah, I want to go Georgia. If they get swept next week at Tennessee, it gets a little bit muddier. All right, so we have our top 16.
Yeah.
Tennessee, Oregon State, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, Arkansas, Miami, A&M. And then 9 through 16, Louisville, Southern Miss, Virginia, Auburn, Maryland, Georgia, Southern Georgia, Stanford.
Changes from last week are Oregon, LSU, and TCU out as hosts. Oregon got swept this weekend. LSU won the series at Bama, which feels weird dropping them, but it's just kind of a projection at this point. And TCU lost the series at home to OU, so that explains it there.
Let's move on to the bubble. 20 teams for 10 spots, and I'm going to list the 20 teams in RPI order right now. It's Clemson, North Carolina, Georgia Tech, Mercer, West Virginia, Old Dominion, Coastal Carolina, Kennesaw State, San Diego, Louisiana Tech, Middle Tennessee, Louisiana, UTSA, Alabama, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Pitt, UCLA, South Carolina, and Iowa. That is a range of RPIs from 19 to 70 and a range of conference records from 5 games below 500 to 10 games above 500. Quite a mix of teams. So yeah. Let's do the game where we maybe pick some obvious teams to save and some obvious teams out. We have 10 and 10 either way. I want to start with teams I think are very likely to be in. I'm going to go with Mercer, RPI of 33, 9-6 in the conference. That feels like, even with some not ideal SoCon scheduling coming up, feels like a tournament team to me.
Ooh, I thought they were iffy when I was looking at this.
All right, let's take another stab at it. I'm going to go with West Virginia then as a team that I think I feel pretty good about.
Yeah, I think if they can win that series against OU, which I'm not feeling too confident about, then yeah, I think they're in. Bet 39 RPI should probably be enough.
Yeah, they're two games above 500 in the Big 12, and they play a Kansas State as well. So if they go 3-3 in that, 13-11, 30-something RPI, maybe 40-something RPI, feels like they're probably in.
Yeah, it sounds like there's no slam dunks.
All right. I want to make the case for Mercer, 33 in the RPI. They have 8 games left. 2 of those games are against number 5 RPI at Georgia Southern and at number 80 Georgia State. Those will do some favors in the RPI. 6 games then against VMI and Samford. That's not going to be great. But 3 of those are at home. 3 of those are on the road. I think that they end up with a top 45 RPI at the end of all of this, unless they get swept like they did last weekend at Western Carolina.
To have top 32 RPI, Mercer needs 7 to win 7 of the last 8 games. And I think they can do that.
Yeah, I think that I may be willing to move them closer down the bubble than I would have maybe initially thought. I still feel like they're in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Can we also keep Coastal Carolina in? They're 44 in the RPI, 16-7-1 in the Sun Belt.
You don't acknowledge Hive.
Yeah. I have reneged on that so many times at this point, but it still frustrates me every time I say it. Anytime I say a tie, just imagine how bitter I am when I'm saying it.
Okay.
But they're 4th place in the Sun Belt. The remaining games on their schedule are at Troy, 84 RPI, and series at home against South Alabama, 69 RPI, midweeks against Clemson, UNCG. All those are pretty solid except for UNCG RPI games. Very winnable series. I think that they're going to win a few more conference games, have a decent RPI. I feel like I like Coastal Carolina's chances right now.
And that would be our third, we think. Sunbelt team. Yeah. So Texas State and Georgia Southern are in. Coastal Carolina would be the third one. And I think I would probably draw the line there for the Sunbelt. So that would be knocking out Louisiana, but we can keep Louisiana on the bubble consideration.
Yeah, let's go to the other end right now. So we had Iowa on there, RPI of 70. I don't really see a path for them getting there in terms of RPI. I honestly think the only thing that gets gets Iowa in is the fact that they're in the Big Ten. And I think that the committee has bias towards the Big Ten.
Yeah, like trying to get another region of the country in there, I guess.
Yeah, I'm leaning out right now, which would only put two Big Ten teams in the tournament, but they're 10th in conference RPI last I saw. So let's not keep Iowa out for now. Same thing with Kentucky, in my opinion. They're 9-15 in SEC play. There is a path for them to get enough wins. I think that path is challenging. So I'm not willing to put Kentucky on right now.
Yeah, weirdly enough, there are four SEC teams that are really close in the RPI right there. 55 through 58 is Alabama, Ole Miss, Mizzou, and Kentucky. I think I only see a path for one of those four teams to be in the tournament.
I probably tend to agree to that, and I might not have any of them in right now, but we can keep going. One more team I want to keep in is UCLA. I know their RPI is 63, but they are 14-10 in the Pac-12. I think for now that keeps them in.
Yeah, that's fine. The RPI is dropping them down, but yeah. How do you get swept against Washington when you're trying to, people are like clamoring for them to be a host and then they get swept against Washington.
Not a great look. So we have seven spots left in and we've already eliminated two teams officially. You want to talk about those three other SEC teams, Alabama, South Carolina, Ole Miss. I think the sort of power ranking that I have in my mind right now probably would put South Carolina at the bottom of that list, just 24-22 overall, 67 RPI. That seems pretty hard to make it in. Alabama has not been playing that well as of late. So I think Ole Miss feels like the most likely team to make it out of that, but I still don't feel great about them.
Yeah. I also don't.
Remaining on their schedule. Ole Miss has at LSU and then host A&M. They need to get at least 13 SEC wins. They have to win half those games. I don't know if they can do that.
I don't know if either of them can do that, if either of them can get the threshold. Alabama plays at Auburn and hosts Arkansas. And the thing that would be leaning Alabama for me would be that Alabama swept Ole Miss on the road earlier this season. But they're very similar RPI, very similar resumes. Alabama has a head-to-head on the road. Both have a challenging schedule. I don't think either of them can get four. I think they would need four SEC wins, like winning both of those series.
Yeah, I mean, that puts them at 14-16 overall, which feels like a lock. I think 13-17, they might make it.
But with that bad RPI?
Yeah.
Usually the 13-17 teams have to have top 20 RPI.
I think they're all out right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless they win all six games. But that would be crazy.
So we have four ACC teams. Let's go run through those right now. We have Pitt right now, 12-11 in the conference, 59 RPI. And then we have three teams that are below 500 in the ACC. We have Clemson at 9-14, but 19 in the RPI. North Carolina at 27 in the RPI, 10-14. Georgia Tech at 12-15, 29 in the RPI. How are we feeling about these four ACC teams?
Oh, not good.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My gut is that I'm leaning towards Pitt having the best shot because they have wiggle room in terms of conference wins. They're 12-11 and they play at Notre Dame, at one game at West Virginia, and then host Georgia Tech. All seven of those games will be top 40 RPI games. Even if they don't win that many of them, I actually think their RPI has a chance of going up. So if they go 2-4, that puts them at 14-15. They go 3-3, 15-14, and they'll probably have a top 50 RPI.
Yeah. What did Boyd's World say?
Yeah, and then so they do play Georgia Tech. So that's going to be probably a pretty important series because that's Georgia Tech's last series. in the ACC. So Georgia Tech is 12-15, and they go on the road at Pitt. For them to get to 500 in ACC play, they have to sweep Pitt. Is 14-16 good enough for Georgia Tech to get in?
14-16? I don't know. Georgia Tech. Pitt right now has 64 RPI, I think. Yeah, 59 RPI. Boyd's World says that they need 7 out of the next 8 games to get a top 45 RPI. I think that would be enough, but that would mean sweeping both. That would be hard.
Yeah, that's not great. But I don't think Georgia Tech has a great path either.
No.
They're...
Georgia Tech has a path for top 16 RPI, and that is winning all 6 of the next games.
I mean, yeah, if they win all 6 of the next games, it'll be 500 in conference and top 16 RPI. That's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. They're in the tournament.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe Georgia Tech over, because maybe Georgia Tech at 14-16 in the ACC with a top 25 RPI. I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think Georgia Tech's in. Is that what this is on our schedule, on our spreadsheet?
I think that they're on the bubble, but maybe just in.
Yeah.
We have some Conference USA teams to go through, I think. But before we do that, North Carolina, do we feel like they have a shot? They're 27 in the RPI, 4 games below 500 in conference play, and remaining on North Carolina's schedule is hosting Wake Forest, hosting Florida State.
Is a good schedule because of RPI. They have the RPI right now.
Yeah, they need to win at least 4 of those.
They're lacking in conference wins.
I don't think they win both those series. I think North Carolina's out.
Yeah, they might be one of the first 4 out, in my opinion, because of the RPI. We have Stanford right now, like, on the bubble of hosting. We have Stanford on the bubble of hosting with a 28 RPI. North Carolina on the bubble of being in with a 27 RPI.
Yeah. Yeah, RPI is not the say-all end-all. The fact that North Carolina is near the bottom of the ACC and that Stanford is near the top of the Pac-12 says something.
Yeah, for sure.
It says, as a reminder, Pittsburgh is 2.5 games ahead of North Carolina in the standings, so same division. And that's not great for them. We have 7 spots still left, and at this point, teams we haven't talked about include Kennesaw State, San Diego, UTSA, 3 Conference USA teams, Louisiana, and Middle Tennessee, another Conference USA team. So let's do Conference USA next, then. UTSA, 16-8 overall. I believe that is good for 2nd place in Conference USA right now.
UTSA? Yeah, they're in 2nd.
So... in a conference that's doing really well in terms of the conference RPI, they are number 5 overall. They have a game lead on the next 2 teams. And the remaining schedule, they have at Southern Miss. Their RPI will probably go up. I think UTSA is in.
Yeah. Of the Conference USA teams, we have Southern Miss winning it. We picked Southern Miss to win it. And then, yeah, you just said UTSA. The next team for my consideration would be Old Dominion. They have the next highest RPI in Conference USA. The thing that's hurting them is conference record. They're 13-11 in conference.
I think I have Louisiana Tech over ahead of them because Louisiana Tech is 2 games above them in the standings. Old Dominion is 7th right now in the standings.
Old Dominion has the head-to-head against Southern Miss. And a good RPI.
Yeah.
But
7th place has something though.
Yeah.
And Louisiana Tech's RPI is 50. Old Dominion's 41. So it's not like that's wildly different.
It's not, huge. Right.
Louisiana Tech hosts Western Kentucky. That will hurt their RPI. Then they go on the road at Charlotte. Old Dominion also plays Western Kentucky and Marshall. Their RPI is going to go down. They have only bad RPI games left on their schedule, basically.
But that'll help them in the standings, at least. So
that is true. That's a little bit tricky. I think their RPI might go down, but they might move up in the standings. I like Louisiana Tech more.
Yeah, 2 games back in the standings, and I think he said they play. I think Louisiana Tech's next, and then that's probably it.
I think
for KISA,
I could see Old Dominion getting in, but we have 5 spots left and 10 teams or so here. 9 teams. So we have 5 spots left for 9 teams. So let's see if we can get another Conference USA team. I think Middle Tennessee is out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. So that's 1 fewer team. So now we're down to 8 teams for 5 more spots.
I think San Diego's in.
They have 48 RPI, 16-8 overall. They played Gonzaga as their last series of the year, and it's their only series left. So they're not going to get a ding in the RPI. I think that's a pretty good recipe to make it in.
Yeah, let's put them in. Mercer and Kennesaw State are what's next in on there. Mercer has a really good RPI, 33. Kennesaw State's 45. These are different conferences.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare, but.
They're both kind of in similar sort of conference RPI standings because the ASUN right now is 13 and the SoCon is 11. So it's kind of the same ballpark in terms of conference RPI. Remaining on Kennesaw State's schedule is Stetson and At Liberty, top 50 series there. So that's why I kind of like them. Also, I mean, Kennesaw State has definitely a legitimate shot at winning the ASUN. They lost that series earlier to Liberty, but they get them twice. So I like Kennesaw State generally.
Lost that series at home, and they have to travel to Liberty for the next one.
Yeah. For like their chances of winning the conference, that's not great. I think for chances of like getting a little bit better RPI, that will be helpful.
Okay, so this is 6 teams, and we have 4 spots left between 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay.
Yeah, we have 7 teams remaining, so let's nail it down. We have to choose 4 of these: Mercer, Kennesaw State, Louisiana, Georgia Tech, Old Dominion, Pitt, and North Carolina. I think North Carolina out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm okay Georgia Tech being in. Yeah, I think they're in because even if they're below 500 in ACC play, they will have a legitimate shot. All right, so that narrows it down. 5 teams left, 3 spots. Do we want to have a 4th Conference USA team? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Old Dominion's going to get enough wins. If they sweep those last 2 series and Conference USA playing are 19-11 and their RPI is 45 and they're in, you know, 4th or 5th place in Conference USA or something, that feels like a team that's in, but I don't know if I can count on them to do that.
We haven't talked about Louisiana, have we?
We have not. So they're from the Sun Belt.
53 in the RPI. They have 2 games against Rice that they should cancel this week that are 206 in the RPI. And then they go to Texas State, which should help their RPI even if they don't win the series. And then they have a game against Nichols and a series against Little Rock that will just hurt their RPI. So if they win that series against Texas State, that would put them 19-8 in the Sun Belt. And I think, would that be enough to beat? No. Texas State is leading the Sun Belt and the Georgia Southerns are behind them. So it would be interesting. I don't know what to do about that.
I'm leaning out right now.
They're towards the bottom of the stack. Yeah, they're towards the bottom of the stack for me.
All right.
I'm
leaning Kennesaw State, Mercer, and Pitt as the last 3 in there, and then Old Dominion, Louisiana just out.
Yeah, I think that's good.
All right, there's a line. So last 4 in that we discussed were Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State, Mercer, and Pitt. You might reorder those a little bit, but that seems pretty reasonable. And first 4 out are Old Dominion, Louisiana, North Carolina, and Middle Tennessee.
Yep.
All right. Well, the full field of 64 is on our website right now, collegebaseball.info, so go check it out. Thanks for listening to the College Baseball Nation podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe and rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts. It helps get the word out. Also, check out our social accounts at College Ball Nat. We're on Twitter and Instagram. And check out our website, collegebaseball.info. Thanks for listening and have a great week.